So this is from the 67 supplement, The Young Wife's Cooking at 220 Reading. When she got married, she couldn't even boil an egg. This is a criticism made of many young wives, and it is not surprising for two reasons. In the first place, it is difficult to boil an egg. There is no way at all of finding out at what moment the egg is perfect for consumption. True, there is the egg timer, but the traditional 3 minutes and the egg timer generally produce a very soft boiled egg, not to the taste of many people. 4 minutes is probably nearer to the time that most people prefer. Then, of course, the degree to which an egg is ready after 3 minutes or 4 minutes depends upon how fresh it is, and also upon whether it has been put into cold water and has had the benefit of the time during which the water is reaching boiling point, or whether it has been dropped straight into boiling water. To drop an egg taken from the refrigerator straight into boiling water is inviting the shell to break. It is better to take the egg from the refrigerator well in advance and then to place it in cold water and allow it to warm up along with the water. If this is done and the boiling is not too furious, the chances are that the shell will not break. No, it is no easy task to boil an egg to the satisfaction of all and sundry, and the second reason why a young bride may not know how to boil an egg is that many mothers will not allow their daughters to share in the cooking arrangements of the kitchen. The kitchen is the mother's province. That happened in my own case, and when I was first married, I burned the toast. Great clouds of smoke ascended from the cooker. When I was young, there was a poster showing a bowl of delicious-looking soup, and the caption was, "EDS is the way to a man's heart." Now, in case you may think that the editor of this periodical was being thus lauded, I hasten to say that the initial stood for a popular powdered soup. Not every man's heart would be softened by a bowl of piping hot soup, of course, but most men appreciate good food, and the young wife who can supply it is more likely to be looked upon with favour than the one who repeatedly serves horrid congealed messes. At one time, the word mess applied to food did not carry an implication of something messed up. There are the words in Milton's poem, Allegro, for instance, of herbs and other country messes which the neat-handed Phyllis dresses. The poet was praising Phyllis for her messes, but if the husband of today asked his wife what kind of mess she thought his dinner was, I am afraid there might be trouble. It is worthwhile for the young engaged girl to take a course of cookery lessons. It is also worthwhile to invest in a really good cooker with some form of temperature control. It is very unsatisfactory to try to turn out good food when using a cooker which carries no indication at all of whether the temperature inside the oven is 300 or 400 degrees. Another good investment is a practical but high-quality cookery book, preferably one with coloured pictures of attractive dishes. There is nothing like looking at coloured pictures of cakes and sweets and roasts to make one feel hungry and willing to make the effort to turn out a high-class meal. Impractical recipes should be avoided, though. We all know the ones that begin, "Take a dozen eggs and a pound of butter." The cookbook should be up to date and not a relic of some bygone age when the recipes were intended to be used by fat and jolly cooks engaged by the rich to feed a large family. It is not necessary to be extravagant to produce enticing dishes, but it is necessary to be thoughtful and careful. Most young people have to practice economy, and most older ones as well in these days, and it is in any case sensible to practice economy. It is always silly to waste money, whether the wasted money has been spent on clothes or on food. Economies can often be affected by thinking of the meals for 2 or 3 days as one unit. The fact that something has been left over and put into the fridge does not in the least mean that it is inferior as a result. Many savoury messes can be made from leftovers. Nor should the young person despise the frozen food counter. Most frozen food is excellent in quality. Its cost may sometimes seem a little high until it is remembered that there is absolutely no waste. And if the young woman is one of those who also follow a career, the labour-saving advantage of the frozen food may at times outweigh its slight extra cost. The young wife should know how to cook and also how to make the best of ready-cooked food in tins or in frozen form. And as I'm reading this in 2023, I must say it applies to men as well. Bacon Dam will do the cooking.